If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, thank you for that traffic update, Margo. Two people now will talk. Myself and Jeff Hathorn, who actually regularly use Wildwood Sample Road. So there's that. Let's welcome in Sports Director Jeff Hathorn. Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Guess it's a good day to be at PNC Park.
It certainly is. Answer me this as we talk about the big sports news of the week, and that's TJ Watt in his contract. So when people indicate the deal is worth $123 million, $108 million fully guaranteed, those numbers are just are the numbers done so just to eclipse Myles Garrett?
Absolutely. It could have been... Myles Garrett signed a contract for $40 million. It could have been $40 million and 1 cent, but they went a nice cool million over what Myles Garrett. And it's not as much as it's him against Myles Garrett is that T.J. Watt, he wants to be paid. He thinks he is the best non-quarterback in the game, and he wants to be paid accordingly. And it's a big deal to him. And that shouldn't be something that he's ripped for. I mean, he works very hard to become a very good defensive player, arguably the best defensive player in the game right now, and he wants to be paid, according to that type of standard. And it is a big deal for him, and the deal got done. And I think he won getting $41 million, and I think the Steelers won by getting it to be only a three-year contract because there was...
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Talk that he wanted five.
I agree with that. Jeff Hathorn joining right now. Jeff, whenever you hear, and obviously you've heard it, you've seen it, it's all around, the criticism that he does zero in the playoffs... Your response or your stock answer is what?
So does the rest of the team. Granted, he is a leader of the team, and he is someone that you would love to see making plays, but I wouldn't blame their playoff losses on TJ. Yes, would you like to see him make an impact play or two? Sure, and he needs to step that up. But it's not like it was a seven-point game, and if TJ would have gotten a sack... They've gotten their doors blown off in almost every one of those playoff games. Most of those were over before TJ could ever get in a position to make a play. So that's my answer to that. He's part of the problem of why they don't have playoff wins, but it's not like it's on his shoulders.
At 30 years old with this contract now, could TJ Watt be somebody who there are more, and the season expanding to 17 or go to 18 at some point, is TJ Watt a player that there will be a concerted effort to maybe take snaps off by design?
Yes. I think what they're going to look to do, and you've seen it with other players where he used to just rush from the left side. They're going to move him around more this year. They've got an experienced player on the other side in Alex Highsmith, and they have two young players that they like, one that they drafted that they have to see how he adapts in Jack Sawyer, but also in Nick Herbig, who has at times shown flashes of being a very quick and productive player. So, yeah, I think you will see TJ at times, because of his age, because they also want to work some other guys in and keep him as fresh as possible.
Jeff Hathorn, our sports director, joining right now. What will TJ Watt's workload be in Latrobe?
It'll be typical starter, which is to say the first couple of weeks it'll be limited, because Mike Tomlin, and I would say most coaches, want to get a look at the young guys early. They want to test them, put them in situations, see what they can do. Preseason, especially for a guy like TJ, even though he missed OTAs and minicamp, he's been there. He knows the routine. If he didn't know it, his brother showed him it, and you know he'll be ready to go. It's about what can Jack Sawyer do? Let's give him as many snaps to see what he might be able to show in practice.
All right. He has not been there and doesn't know the routine, albeit he is a very seasoned veteran. What will Aaron Rodgers' workload be in Latrobe?
Well, it'll be a lot more than we saw on the south side, which is to say he didn't. So I think that we'll see Aaron Rodgers obviously take first-team reps. We'll see him get some opportunities to build a little bit of a relationship, not just with the receivers and tight ends, but with the offensive line. But it's not going to be exorbitant. I mean, think of Roethlisberger's last few years. He's 41. Much like you hear in baseball with pitch counts, he's going to be on a pitch count, even if they don't verbalize it, as to how many passes he throws at that age. He'll get some reps in, but don't look for him to get a ton. They're also going to want to see what Will Howard can do as a rookie.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of buzz around Will Howard, and people have talked around Will Howard. Is it overhype considering where he was drafted, or is it legitimate hype considering what some people think he can be?
I think given the fact that they only have him and Mason Rudolph under contract next year, I think that brings a little bit more attention, that they don't currently have a plan for next year at quarterback, since Aaron Rodgers said this was going to be his last year. And here's one thing, Colin, we've been through this for years. You know Will Howard's going to have a big preseason game, and everyone is going to lose their mind about how great he is because of what he did in a preseason game. It's going to take him some time, and I think really the good thing from Will Howard's standpoint is the Steelers have a situation where he doesn't have to play this year and most likely won't. He gets a chance just to soak it in, to see from two really good veterans. Mason Rudolph is a great, hardworking veteran who shares information. I think he's in a good situation with him and Rodgers.
Jeff Hathorn, our sports director, joining. Jeff, you're at PNC Park tonight. What do the Pirates need to do with it? I guess the ceremonial second half, because it's never cut 50-50. But what do they have to do? I guess the biggest question is this, to have the manager keep his job.
They need to have a winning record in the second half of the season, the ceremonial second half of the season. Or if not, at least show a lot with, you know, whatever roster. That the biggest question here is, what's the roster going to be on August 1st? How many of these guys are going to get traded? And then I think you have to, I mean, I say winning record, you probably have to grade him on a curve, because there could be a lot of AAA guys on this roster. Of course, some would argue there have been from the start of the season. But I think he has a chance. If they change general managers, that obviously gets a lot tougher, because that person may have a manager in mind.
Will they change general managers?
I think it's a good possibility. I think that, I mean, what Ben Cherington does at the trade deadline, if he makes a couple of really good trades, or what appears to be really good trades, I think it could save his job. But his manager was fired. His job is, I mean, very tenuous right now. And as much as Don Kelly's future is probably in the balance here in the second half, so is Ben's.
Last thing, should Mitch Keller be traded?
I don't want him to be traded, because he brings a lot to this team, but his value is high right now. So they need bats. If they can make a trade to bring a potential impact bat into this team, they'd be crazy not to.
Actually, I have one more. Will Key Brian Hayes be traded?
I think so as well. I think there are teams that are just looking for someone that can shore up defense, that already have enough power, that can deal with the fact that he doesn't hit for much power. So I don't know that I don't think that's as high a percentage, but I think there's been enough talk around Key Brian Hayes and potentially with the New York Yankees.
Got it. Jeff Hathorn. Jeff, I will talk to you when I get back. I'm on vacation next week. I'll catch up with you after.
Enjoy that.
Nobody enjoys vacation like me, believe me. I appreciate it. We'll talk soon. As always, you're my man. I'll see you.
Thanks, Colin. Yep. My man.
My man. That's Jeff Hathorn, the man on the scene. He's at PNC Park right now. We'll come right back in just a moment.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.